Hey guys, what's up? So today I would like to talk about one of my favorite books right now, and that's titled "We Wish to Inform You That Tomorrow We Will Be Killed with Our Families: Stories from Rwanda." And it's basically a book about the Rwandan genocide. And I think that this book is really brilliantly written, and it is really intriguing to see what was really going on in the streets of Kigali in 1994 and all these survivor stories. And I think that it gives us a sense of empathy and remorse, and we can understand better what really happened and how horrible this genocide really was. And so when I first was reading a few chapters of this, and I was reading survivors' testimonies, many of the survivors said that they were already dead and that's why they didn't fight back. And there was always this question of, the fact that when you have a genocide, it is a mass killing of so many people. And so you ask yourselves, then why did they let them kill these many people? And when we look in the terms of the Rwanda genocide, we ask ourselves, well, why did these Tutsis let themselves be killed? So many of them, approximately 1 million Tutsis, got killed. And why did they let these many people die? And it was quite interesting, as a survivor, his name called Hikampuru, stated that we were already dead. And the fact that we were already tired and dead, and it didn't matter. And to me, that really broke my heart, because I think that the fact that these people have seen their families get killed, have seen people get shot in the streets of Kigali, have seen women and children get shot, have seen women get raped, have seen young children get raped, you sort of lose the will to live. And you sort of get tired of what's happening, and there's this sort of dehumanizing element to this. The fact that you've seen so many rapes, the fact that you've seen so many people get shot, you just start to get tired and you don't understand, what sort of now the difference between life and death is, and it's sort of this blur. And I think that contributes to the answer of how these many Tutsis got killed. It was the fact that they were seeing mass murder occur every single day, every single second of the day, that they just got tired and they lost the will to live, because dying would have been a better option for them. And to me, I think when one goes to that extent, that the will to die is more than the will to live, I think really shows the power of what humanity can do. And we see this everywhere. It's the fact that humanity always wants to conquer nature, right? And we always want to have these superior, we always want to be these superior beings. But the truth is that we can't really conquer nature at the end. Instead, we have to live, and we have to coexist with that nature. And I think that's one of the first steps in realizing how humanity can become better.